Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us today. Farmers Defense has what you need to make your farm or garden more accessible and easier on you, your body, and your mind.
Yeah, farm and garden in the ultimate comfort. Farmers Defense has lightweight and durable sleeves made to protect you against elements while farming, gardening, etc. Farmers Sleeves offers unparalleled protection of arms and skin for any farmer, gardener, outdoor worker, harvester, etc. Say goodbye to irritated skin and sunburns in the garden. Their sleeves offer cooling comfort and protection against the elements outdoors. An alternative to thick clothing, Farmers Defense is made of wicking material with UBF protection, factor of 50 plus to protect you from the allergens and scratches. To find all of their great products and more, visit farmersdefense.com.
Whenever you go to the garden center here, whether you've been there now or you're on going to make a trip there to get the plants that you intend to plant in your garden, some of them, maybe all of them, there are some things in which you need to be aware of before you start grabbing plants because they're pretty and put them in your cart. We're going to talk about vegetables and flowers, for that matter, and perennials. So, Holly, the first thing you do not want to do at a garden center, and we've all done this, including us, is buy those sad or discounted plants because you think you're a plant magic whisperer.
Right.
It's 92% off. It's 3 cents, and it's not, no.
No, it might live, but it might not. So, yeah.
It's not worth the effort.
I just would not, and when we say sad plants, we mean like you're trying to be Captain Save the Plant.
It's June 15th, the tomatoes, it's 2 foot in a container, and yeah. 2 foot in a two inch container, and it's gotten berries on it.
Right. So, yeah, that's one thing is that we also suggest is not to buy plants that have vegetables on them already. So, like,
do you know why that, do you know why the plant has vegetables?
It's stressed.
It's stressed. Yes. It's going, I'm going to die, I need to reproduce, end of story.
Yeah, and you'll see these, and I worked for a company that stocked garden centers
many years ago,
and
now you can say that with like telling stories many years ago.
And my manager of the stocking company was like, I worked for the flowers, but then the vegetable people would come and stock, and she would call them the point of purchase plants because people would get excited. They would see that the tomatoes,
the money beet,
yeah, the money beet plants, the money beets. They would see the tomatoes on the plants, and they would be like, "Oh, I'm going to buy this because it's definitely going to produce all the tomatoes." And basically, these retailers, like, not that they don't care, but they know that people are going to buy them, now, just like they would buy these forced sunflowers that wouldn't last for.
Now these are not. This is the three or four inch pots that's got like your transplant. This is not the 3 or 4 gallon pot that's got the cage around it, that the tomatoes are in full size and are blooming and got fruit on. That's different. You're paying $40 for that. Don't do that either, but that's another topic for another day.
It's just like, Mother's Day was the biggest weekend.
Yeah.
And people would come and buy those hanging baskets. Mm-hmm. And they would mark them up and then put them on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not just plants. That's all.
Don't buy
companies.
Right. Well, just if you're going to buy a hanging basket, I would wait until the week after Mother's Day.
Well, the big box stores, they'll jack prices up and then put them on sale. So it seems like you're getting a good deal.
Right.
Diseased plants. Now, how do you tell if a plant is diseased? Well,
you would look at the leaves.
Leaf discoloration of leaves.
Yeah.
Under the leaves, pick the plant up. You're buying this baby. You need to examine it. Pick it up, look at under the leaves because that's where the bugs like to hide, the aphids. If you're looking at a fruit tree, you're looking at potentially scale. So you're wanting to look around the leaves. Are the leaves sticky? Are they in a position where that they shouldn't, they're doing something, or they look in a way that they shouldn't look compared to what they're supposed to look like or the other plants around it? So you keep that, or if you see bugs or things flying around. Now, that doesn't mean having a few insects flying around is not a detriment to the garden center or to the potential purchase of the plants in which you're buying. That simply means that garden center is conscious of the environment, and they're not soaking the plants down with harmful chemicals to eradicate anything and everything. They understand that there is a little bit of a balance, and a few bad bugs is okay because you got a few good bugs. It's whenever the plants are infestated with bad bugs, That's when you had the problem. That's when you had the problem.
Right, right. And that's that's what you want to keep in mind is that if one leaf is yellow, that's okay.
That's common.
It's when you see a whole bunch of leaves and then you look underneath and then it's swarming with bugs. I doubt it's swarming, but you see
things are crawling around in the soil.
And then even if you say, okay, so say you get past that.
Yep.
And then you're like, is this plant okay? And then maybe you take it out of the pot a little bit and you see that the roots are mushy or
soggy.
Soggy, yeah. You don't want that. You want to keep in mind that.
And when people, it's okay to do that. It's okay to gently caress the plant and remove it from the canister, the container that it is in, so you can see what the roots are doing. Because it's easier to say, hey, not going to buy that, than take it home and pay your money and then go, oh, I got a bad plant.
Now, do keep in mind that say you do buy a plant and it doesn't work out for you, not that you don't have space or something. You should definitely be mindful about how much you're buying. But like, for example, we returned, what was that, asparagus?
Was an independent garden center. This was, I can tell the story, many years ago.
It was like 3 years ago.
No, yeah, something like that. It, we had bought 10 asparagus plants, the crowns. And we had planted them because we know what we're doing. And we did a whole thing and nothing grew. A month went and came and nothing happened. So I started digging them up. Out of the 10, three of them had actually started to sprout. Whenever you got, you know, you still had to dig down quite a bit. So we dug them all up. Holly called that garden center and they're like, oh, just give it more time. Well, we don't like to use this card, but there's times in life where we have to use, we all have to use a certain, you know, card in order to explain who we are. And Holly said, the person there said, well, you probably don't know what you're doing, something to that nature. And you said to them, I have a national garden talk radio show. I know how to plant asparagus. Instantly, the person on the phone said, okay, we'll bag them up, bring them in. We'll give you a refund for them.
I don't know, like, if it's because they thought that we were dumb and not experts.
And then supposedly they didn't take returns or something.
They didn't want bad press. Like, we were going to talk a bunch of, you know, whatever about them.
But we don't like using that card. I mean, we know what we're doing, but we don't want to have to gloat that and go, hey, we're this. You need to, but that's what we had to do. And we've all had to do that in certain aspects of life anyway.
Right. So another thing you want to avoid at the garden center is anything that is you can direct sow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is big in the last 5 years.
Yes, this is big. You'll see carrot starts. You'll see
Corn, green beans, cantaloupe, watermelon, what other
name? Didn't we start corn and then transplant?
We tried. It's just easier to start it in the ground. We tried it to attempt to see what
would
happen.
That's right.
But you see corn starts, you see watermelon, cantaloupe, squashes, and then radishes and carrots. Radishes take 30 days. Carrots take 60 days. You don't transplant those things. You disturb the roots. Beets, okay, you could do that, but it's easier just to put it in the ground. But these garden centers purchase these seedlings from a manufacturer because they know they will sell because of, quote-unquote, the convenient factor. So you go and buy a cup full of green beans, and typically by the time you get to the garden center, the green beans are not in good shape to begin with. And there's four or five in a four-inch pot, and you get them home, and you try to transplant them and tear the roots apart in order to get them. And out of the five, you get about a half of one to grow. And you've paid $4 or $5 for this canister, and you get frustrated, and you're like, I'm not doing this anymore because I killed plants.
Right.
And you didn't kill plants. You were set up to kill the plant.
Pretty much. It's not your fault. Now, if you somehow come upon this and you know that you shouldn't buy these plants and you do it, then that's on you. But now that we've told you, you know better. Another one is that dehydrated plants, what I mean is that you go, this plant looks okay, but the soil is drier than the desert, and you kind of question when the last time it was watered. I mean, it would probably be okay, but then once you water it, it could possibly go into a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
a good garden center will keep plants hydrated all the time.
Right. So, but a lot of people do buy plants off of corner plant stands, etc.
Know the source.
You want to think about that. Think about where that plant is coming from and also definitely look for any sort of signs.
And that's why we say go to an independent garden center, because the independent garden centers in our area, they know what they're talking about. And if they don't know the question, they know to go to the next person in line, because there is four or five or eight people on staff, and they have the overall knowledge that one of them is able to come up with that answer for that question that you have. And a good independent garden center, we're not talking about the big box stores, we're talking about mom and pop garden centers, which are hard to find in some places. They're not going to sell you a plant to sell you a plant so they feel good about getting your $10 or $15 or $20. They are more keen on making sure you get the right plant or no plant than purchasing the wrong plant and getting your money and saying, ho, good luck, we got your money, because those people don't last too long.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, is just keep in mind that those local independent garden centers are important to keep around, because they do keep the economy going. They employ people who know what they're talking about.
They might be a slight bit higher than the back box store, but you're paying for that knowledge.
Like, they're not bringing Jim Bob over from paint to come sell you some carrot seeds.
Yeah, because he knows at 5 o'clock he's out whether you buy the carrot seeds or not, and he could care less whether you buy the carrot seeds or not, or she or whomever it is.
And then come, you know, after growing season, they're going to go back to the paint.
But that's why the independent garden center might be slightly higher, but you get the you get the knowledge, you get the respect, you get treated like an actual person, not a number.
Absolutely.
Well, Holly, talking about numbers, and it coming this spring here, we're going to have a lot of, if you don't take care of it now, a lot of problems with your garden and your lawn because of those Japanese beetles.
Right. So with spring just around the corner, it's time to start thinking about controlling beetles and grubs in your garden and yard.
Not a grub gone can be applied directly to the turf or around ornamentals to control the grubs and lessen the impact that the beetles have on your lawn. This summer, easy to apply from a commercial spreader or irrigate right in the soil. It is biologically specifically targeted to grubs and beetle invaders without harming those beneficial insects like bees, butterflies, and ladybugs. And the best part, Holly, about this is it's a non-chemical. It's non-chemical. That it works. For more information, go to phylumbioproducts.com. That's
Phyllom Bioproducts.com.
And use Garden Talk 10 as a coupon code to save 10% off your order at phyllombioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.